There's fun, and then there's holy cow, what happened last night fun. Yeah, it's more like that. Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty on US 99.
Paul, you recently got married?
Hey there. I just got married in November.
I don't know if you saw this story. This is actually about a week or two ago. But Luke Bryan was talking about one of his favorite memories from his wedding day. And it's a goofy one, right? So I guess there's a picture of him and his wife walking down the beach and they're just squeezing each other's butts, right? Or as my mom would call it, their tuchus. And I was like, oh, I love that. It was like those goofy little moments that either people may have seen or may have not seen, but those are like the little moments that make you go, this was right. And for me, when I first heard that story, my wife and I, we eloped, God, almost 2 years ago, and we did a local elopement, and it was kind of like a COVID wedding, but we went to Portillo's afterwards, heard her dress and my suit and my son and my brother, the whole deal, and the limo driver. We went into Portillo's, and there's a picture of us just like down in hot dogs and Italian beefs, you know, and that, to me, that was the moment. That was the goofy moment that stands out from my wedding. So I want you to think about your wedding. Was there a goofy moment in it that kind of defines who you two are as a couple?
Yeah, definitely. So we sort of had a unique ceremony. We incorporated both of our pets into it. And I have a pet turtle who's about to turn 25, who was the flower girl in our wedding. And she has a pet dog who's 9, who was a different flower girl. And so that was pretty unique and just very goofy and apropos of who we are as a couple.
That couldn't have been a better example. Like, that was perfect. That's exactly what I'm talking about. To have your pet turtle as the flower girl and the dog.
Yeah.
Allison in Hammond, what was that cute moment for you?
So when my husband and I were outside doing pictures and we had that little bit of a break time, my stepmom brought us out some McDonald's McDoubles. So in between taking pictures and everything, we joined arms like people normally do when either like taking a bite of cake or having champagne, and we were eating McDoubles from McDonald's, and we have a picture of it.
I love that. Like the arms wrapped around each other, right?
Well, yeah, like our arms intertwined.
Right,
yeah.
Right. That's so funny. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ashley in Wonder Lake. When did you get married?
I actually just got married on 11/11/22.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. All right, so what was that goofy moment that defines you goofballs?
So it was actually during our best man's speech.
Uh-oh.
So he told me to put my hand on the table, and then he told my husband to put his hand over my hand, and he said, okay, Brandon, I want you to look at this, because this is the last time you will ever have the upper hand in your marriage.
That's funny. That's true. That's how I run this show, and everybody knows it. Super cute. I love that. Awesome. Well, congratulations. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Justine in Orland Park. All right. What was the goofy moment that defines you two as a couple at your wedding?
So at our wedding, and neither my wife or I like cake. So instead of a cake, we did a piñata.
Oh, hilarious.
And the picture that was perfect with us both hitting the piñata is I am smiling ear from ear, you know, eyes wide open, and my wife has her eyes closed and kind of like flinching.
That's
and
so cute. Oh my God, I love every second of that. So, I mean, that's asking for an accident to happen, is whacking piñatas at a wedding.
I know.
But I love that. What was in the, was there anything in the piñata?
Yeah, we put candy because we did have kids at the wedding, and then we also put in little things of fireball.
Oh, super cute. I love that. So as long as the kids don't get the fireball, you're good.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Awesome. Well, congratulations.